Hello, hello everyone within the sound of my voice. This is Era with Infinitely More Life and Mercy's Light Family coming to you today with an amazing interview with Angela. Tell me how to say your last name.
Mager.
Mager. Angela Mager. And she's based out of Texas and she's going to join us for the online conference September 21st through 25th, Empowered for Victory. We look so forward to hearing from you. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for asking. Thank you for joining us for this conference. It's going to be a pleasure to hear from you. Tell me something before we dive in really deeply. Tell me what prompted you to say yes to this speaking opportunity.
I was really honored to be invited, and I'm excited to just meet more women and be more involved in the Christian community online.
Perfect. Wonderful. Now, tell me something that maybe about yourself or your family that maybe only just a few people know. Just give me a little background on your story.
I've been married for over 25 years and I have two boys. They're 17, I have to think about it, 17 and 19. And I used to dream of being a performer. So I don't sing and dance well, but I thought maybe I could learn. And
how did that work out for you?
Not singing and dancing openly, but I definitely still do on my own.
Okay. At least it's in your heart, right?
Right.
Hey,
yes.
Sing, as the scriptures say, sing unto the Lord. He doesn't care what you sound like. Right?
That's right. So, yes.
So tell me something. Empowered for Victory, what has been a struggle that you've had to deal with in your life?
My greatest struggle has been doubt. Doubt even in God. I was raised in an unbelieving home and I came to know Jesus as my Savior when I was 17. And even since then, because my dad is an atheist, and so I had a lot of those kind of doubtful ideas in my mind, I have struggled with believing that it was real. And so just dealing with that kind of doubt.
That doubt, was that in other areas of your life as well? Was it in your abilities to sing and dance? Was it in your abilities to raise your family? What other areas, or just in the spiritual sense?
Yeah, a lot of areas. The one that I struggled with because it was the most meaningful, you know, my belief and my faith. But yes, absolutely. I have had a lot of self-doubt. Doubt in my own abilities to have the fruit of the Spirit seen in me, to those around me, those close to me. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Do you still struggle with that, or have you overcome that? And if you did, what did that victory look like for you?
Yeah. I mean, doubt, I think, is always going to be something that I have to work with and work, you know, work to overcome. But I really feel that I can see that God has pursued me and has drawn me through the 30 years that I have known him, and that he has continued to reveal more of himself to me. So there's no doubt in my mind that he really has brought me to where I am. And, you know, there's always going to be these little thoughts in my mind that make me doubt that. But when I really think about it, I know for a fact that God has been with me all this time.
Okay. So when you have a day or a moment of doubt, you really have to consciously talk to yourself and say, hey, wait a minute. I have to remember what he has done for me and where I've come from, and that I have overcome this spirit of doubt, and that it doesn't exist. And you know that's just a tool of the enemy at that point, and you overcome that. Good.
That's right.
Perfect. What do you use? Do you use scripture? Do you pray? What do you do?
Always start my day with the scripture and prayer. And then whenever those moments come up, I do draw on that. And just like I said, just remembering where I've come, how far I've come in, in understanding.
Okay. So what are you going to share with us at this conference?
I will be sharing that how God has designed us to be healthy, that he has designed us for good health, and that he's created the world to be perfectly in alignment for us to have health, and how we have gotten away from that, how our world has gotten away from that by the way that we have stewarded our bodies and the world.
Or lack of stewarded our bodies.
Right. Yes. Yes, exactly.
I'm going to ask you, what kind of goodies are you going to have in your offer for our paid level attendees? Because you're speaking on health, is that your field of work? Are you in the health arena in some way?
Yes, I am a registered nurse and I help women in their health. So I'm a women's health coach.
Perfect. Okay. So what are you going to share with the attendees at the paid level for their goodies?
That'll be a design for health shopping guide. So we have lots of areas that we need to focus on to live out our design, our perfect design of health. But food is obviously a big part of that. So, and there can be a lot of confusion about what's good and what's bad. And, you know, it keeps going back and forth. So with the science that we have right now, which is ever changing, the shopping guide is designed to make those decisions more clear.
Oh, perfect. I love to shop. So maybe I need to download that shopping guide.
Okay.
Look, yes. I love food and I love to shop. There we go. So where can people find you after the conference, if they wanted more coaching on their health, where could they find you?
They could come to my Facebook group. I'd love to have them join me. And my Facebook group is just Women's Health Support Group.
Okay. And what is next for you after that? Once the conference is done and you've sighed your relief and said, "Ooh, I made it through this conference," what's next?
Honestly, my next steps right now are helping my kids as they are entering into the next phase. My oldest is still kind of undecided about what he's going to be doing with the rest of his life. And then my 17-year-old is a junior. So just my focus right now is helping them to make their best decisions, getting them into good schools and those sorts of things.
Yeah, that's a tough transition from almost adulthood into adulthood. So I'm sure you'll do a great job. I have no doubt that you'll do a great job with that transition for them. Thanks so much, Angela, for your time today. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you on the conference. For those of you that are listening, please go ahead to infinitelymorelife.org and get your tickets. And please be sure to register at the paid level so that you can get that wonderful shopping list that Angela is going to put out there for us. Again, that conference is online September 21st through 25th. And go ahead and check that out. Thanks so much. Take care.